In the same chapter of Luke 1, where the birth announcement was made of a baby that would be named Jesus, there is also another birth announcement made about a baby who would be called John. Tonight we want to talk about call him John. But as we talk about that, I want you to keep in the back of your mind that which we've been singing about for the last few minutes, the name of Jesus, and how important it is to us. God sent an angel, Gabriel, to earth to talk to Zacharias at Luke 1:13. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. At verse 18, And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. The angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. Over at verses 59 through 63, And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. Back as we read there in the 19th verse of this chapter, Gabriel said that he had stood in the presence of God and that God had sent him to make this announcement. We know from that there was some kind of a conversation which took place between God and Gabriel before Gabriel came to the earth to make the announcement about the birth of John. I'm rather sure, and I'm sure you are too, that that conversation was of a positive nature, that God said, Gabriel, go down and do this. This is what I want you to do. And Gabriel said, Yes, I'll go do exactly what you said do. And Gabriel came to earth and did exactly what God had sent him to do. But I want you to just imagine with me for a few minutes tonight that Gabriel had had some contact with some of our present-day religious leaders and had been influenced by the general attitude of thinking in religion, and out of that attitude had the following conversation with God. God says, Gabriel, you go down and tell Zacharias that he's going to be able to have a baby, and that they're going to call that baby John. Gabriel says, Now, wait a minute, God. I'll be glad to go and tell them about this new baby, and I'm sure this will be a happy event and a great event. But God, you know, really, there's nothing in a name. Don't you think it'd be all right if I just go down and leave that to the parents? Don't you think that ought to really be a personal decision for the parents to make and let them decide what name to use? Anyway, God, the name is not important. What's going to happen is important, but the name is not important. So surely you just let me go down there and make this announcement and let them select any name that they want to. The God that Gabriel would have been talking to on that occasion is the God who said in Acts 4 and verse 12, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, having referred to the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in verse 10. The same God that said in Philippians 2, beginning at verse 9, that he had highly exalted Christ and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and of things on earth and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And the same God that said in Colossians 3:17, Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. The same God that said those is the God that was talking to Gabriel and sent Gabriel to this earth to tell Zacharias that they would have a baby and you're to call his name John. I don't think that Gabriel had that kind of conversation with God, but if he had had the conversation based on what's taught generally in religion today, would not that have been about what would have been said? God, the name's not important. Let's let him choose. Let's let him use his own human judgment. Let's let him use what feels good and seems to be good for the family. You know, I was just thinking the other day as I was preparing this, I can never remember in my lifetime ever hearing a person say that the name is not important except in religion. Many of you know that we've had a new grandson born in the last few days. And I think almost without exception, every time that one of you or someone else has called to ask a question, at least one of the first two questions, what's his name? And if you don't believe his name's important, I do. In this case, he's named Ben, and that makes him even a little bit more important. I've never heard a banker say that there's nothing in a name, and if you don't believe there is, you just go down and sign somebody else's name to a check. I've never heard anybody at Fried Hardeman say that there's nothing in a name, that it doesn't make any difference whether your grades go to your name and somebody else's to someone else's name. In no other area of life have I ever heard anybody say that the name is unimportant and just leave the name up to whatever feels good or anybody wants on that occasion. And yet in religion, the majority of people who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ and to be a part of what's called Christianity today are teaching that the name is not important. Just leave it up to the person, to the individual, and let him take care of it. What do you think would have happened if Gabriel had said to God, "Now, God, the name's not important"? Or suppose, after not having gotten anywhere with God on that point, he said, "Well, now, wait a minute, God, I'll go down, and I'll tell him, and I'll even mention this name, John. But really, one name is just as good as another. Doesn't make any difference. Don't you think that one's just as good as another? And so if he decides that he wants to change the name and call him something else, after I've told him this, I will do what you've told me to do. But one name is just as good as another, God. Won't it be all right for me to let him know that that's the case?" What would God have said, do you think, as we imagine that possibility? Yet in religion today, most of what I hear people saying is that one name is as good as another, or one church is as good as another, or one religion is as good as another, that it doesn't make any difference. Remember that Gabriel would have been talking to the same God who through his word 10 times says there is one body. In the same sense that he said by implication, there is one child that's going to be born to Zacharias and Elizabeth. 1 Corinthians 10:17, one bread and one body. Romans 12:4-5, twice one body is mentioned. Members in that one body and everyone in that one body not having the same office or same position. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 mentions it twice, verse 13 once, and verse 20 once, 4 times in that chapter. As the body is being discussed and used as an example to help us understand the church of our Lord and our relationship to Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2:16, Christ reconciled both unto God in one body by the cross. At Ephesians 4:4, one of the 7 ones, there's one body. At Colossians 3:15, we are called in one body. Folks, 10 times in the New Testament, those two words are side by side, and other times the same thing is said, but 10 times at least, side by side, there is one body. Someone says, "Well, if I could just believe that that was the church, I could sort of..." Three times, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, Colossians verse 18 of chapter 1 and verse 24 of chapter 1 says, are all three true, that the church and the body are the same thing. The church which is the body and the body of the church in Colossians 1, has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the taught us to be restored through confession, repentance, and prayer. And it's high time on every subject that we call him John and teach it just like it is. Because God wants us just to be Christians. And if you're not one tonight, he wants you to be one. By coming now, as together we stand and sing.
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the truth?